Well, hello there. Welcome to Why Your Story, brought to you from the beautiful studios at Star Valley Internet Media, SVI Media that is, in beautiful Star Valley, Wyoming. I am one of your hosts, Travis Osmond.
And I'm Mary Jo Parker.
And we're excited to be here today for another exciting podcast. What do you think, MJ?
I think that I would like to see some blossoms on trees and not snow.
I'll tell you what, this winter has been the longest 11 months of my life.
It has. Well, it's like we had three seasons, last winter, today, and next winter. It's not stopping. I mean, last week we had some sunshine, and we even raked in little spots on the grass, and now we have no grass. It's covered again.
My sister was asking me, can't you see any of your lawn at all? And I'm like, well, my dog was like digging for a mouse the other day, and I actually saw a couple blades of grass.
Wow.
Yeah, and I got really excited. I'm about ready to break out the hammock until I realized that it was 31 degrees outside.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Gosh.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's fitting that we talk today about things to do in the wintertime.
I agree.
When you live in an area like Star Valley, where
absolutely
winter can be 9 months.
It can be.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It feels like 12 months sometimes.
Yes.
But I do know that sunshine is coming.
It will be. And then we'll have the perfect summer and be happy again.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't really think that people, unless you've lived in an area like this, you don't comprehend winter.
You don't.
I grew up in the mountains at 7,000 feet in Utah.
Mm.
And I thought I knew what winter was.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Was I wrong?
Yeah. It's true.
I mean, I'm wrong. So I know a lot of people that are listening to this podcast are probably saying, yeah, you know, we have winter here,
mm-hmm.
but I'm here to tell you, we have winter.
We do. We do. When it's 60, we don't wear our boots. Our cowboy boots, but not our winter boots.
Are you kidding me? 60 degrees is like
perfect
summer.
Mm-hmm. Lovely.
Oh.
Yeah.
I would give anything for 60 degree weather right now.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine the things we could get done around the yard.
It would be awesome.
Yeah. It's coming.
It is. So okay. What can we do in the winter? What can you do in the winter?
Well, I think there's some fun things that we can dive in here. So being a guy and being in Wyoming, western Wyoming in the mountains, I love my things in my life revolve heavily around the outdoors.
Correct.
So I love to fish.
Mm-hmm.
I love to hunt.
Mm-hmm.
I love being outside, but I have a big problem.
Okay.
And my problem is I am the world's worst snowmobiler. It's like, you know how you take some kind of finesse to put a golf ball on one of those little tees?
Yeah.
That's like watching me ride a snowmobile.
Yeah. And is it snowmobile or is it snow machine?
To me, it's a snowmobile, but I do see the snow machine argument, you know?
Yes,
I do get that, but for me, I think I use the word sleds more than anything.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Hey, I see you got your sleds loaded. Where you going?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So
exactly.
I think I refer to them as sleds more than I do snowmobile or snow machine. But I do. I mean, nobody around here. You don't see sleds like Red Rider sled toboggan thing.
Yeah.
We don't even see those in the back of cars. I mean, if you say sled, we're talking, you know, you've got a Polaris 800 sitting
Correct.
In the back of your
Correct.
Truck. But anyway, yeah. So I had a. When I moved here, I was really excited because we have such great ice fishing.
Yes.
Close to here, you know, we have wonderful, I mean, there's coyotes to hunt in the wintertime. I mean, it's just a sportsman paradise here.
The
only problem is you have to be able to get around.
That is true.
Okay, so your options are A, walk. And
snowshoe.
Okay, so walk. B, snowshoe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. C, snowmobile.
Okay.
D, lay down and die. I mean, to me, those are the four ways that you... there is a fifth. There is the... skiing. Cross-country skiing.
Yeah, and there's snow cats. Like, if you're really wealthy, you could have a snow cat.
See, that's where I'm missing the boat, because I do feel like I could get into a snow cat.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like I could.
Yeah.
Because I had a really good friend of mine here in the valley, and he's probably taking pity on me because my first winter here, I was just like, oh my word, 40 below? Are you kidding me?
Yes.
People really have this on earth, you know? And
yeah.
And so he's like, Travis, let's go up and look for coyotes, you know, and we'll take the snow machines and we'll go up here. And so I'm like, okay, I've been on a snowmobile before, but I'm not an excellent. Oh, you'll be fine. You know, just follow me.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I felt, well, first I thought he was trying to kill me on purpose.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, I was like, are you kidding me? So we got down in this little ravine and he just climbs up the other side. No big deal for him.
Wow.
Well, gravity is not kind to Travis. And so I start climbing up the hill, but the gravity pulls me down.
Oh, no.
So, but I couldn't finish going down the hill because there was quaky trees. I mean, it was just one hellacious moment after another. And I finally was just like, I'm fed up.
That sounds awful.
I hate snowmobiles.
Yeah.
So anyway, but you know, it is what it is. But yeah.
Yeah, the guys up here are incredible, and the girls. And they really know what they're doing. You know, I mean, you don't go up here in Star Valley unless you know what you're doing. You don't go in the backcountry because you are not going to sometimes make it back, and that's awful.
No, it's serious.
It is.
This is serious snowmobile stuff here.
It's crazy how many avalanches they have on all those back hills up in the Grays. It's crazy.
Oh. My gosh. Yeah, please know what you're doing or go with someone that knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
If you're going
to. And you have to have the right equipment. You know, we have them. We just go in our field and pull people on the, like, the Red Rider sleds behind them. And that's all the snowmobiling we really do. Because, yeah we're not experts at all either.
Yeah. But, well, even on flat ground. I mean, I had another friend out there in Smoot. He's like, Travis, you know, I'll have pity on you. I'll take you ice fishing. So we went over by Pinedale. Mm-hmm. We unload the sleds and we're just going down the road. And I'm thinking, hey, I could get into this, you know, just tooling along. Well, the ski grabs this track, you know, and so I'm just looking ahead and all of a sudden my snowmobile is going right and I'm still continuing down. I mean, he didn't see me, thank heavens, because I was behind him, but I had to track down a rogue snowmobile.
Oh, my heck.
Oh, man.
That's crazy.
I just can't think of anything I hate worse than snowmobile trip sometimes.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, we've got to have some experts in here and tell us what to do.
We need to bring in an expert snowmobiler or a snow machinist, and I would really, really like to ask some pointed questions.
Absolutely.
Let's do that on one of our future podcasts.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're an expert snowmobiler and you're listening to this, MJ and I are challenging you to a duo.
That's right. Girl or guy or both.
Both.
We'd love it.
Yep. We have some questions for you. What about you? What do you do in the wintertime?
Snow ski. Do you snow ski?
So we're going back to that golf ball on the tee thing, you know? I mean, it's like, have you ever tried to balance a ball on top of a ball?
Yes.
You know, and it goes back to my gravity in me.
No.
I got a merit badge. I got my skiing merit badge. And that's all.
Oh.
If there is a word that meant hate, like more loathe, despise, utterly despise, it would be downhill skiing.
Oh, that's so sad.
So nobody told me. So going back to my merit badge, okay, I'm 14 years old,
mm-hmm.
I'm night skiing with my peers,
mm-hmm.
okay, so it's at that age, you're like, you gotta do something, you know, mm-hmm. you can't just be the goof.
Yeah.
Well, so... And I was a bigger kid. I mean, mm-hmm. I've never been a skinny kid in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going up this lift, okay? No mm-hmm. big deal. Well, nobody freaking told me that you have to lift your ski tips up. Okay, so this is my first time up a lift. So guess what happens?
Oh, no.
I get sucked off the chair and I fall into
face
this
wet.
Net. And I'm in this net like 15 feet above the earth. And I have got poles, I have got skis, and all of them are sitting in this big bundle of me in this net.
You took them out too?
Oh yeah. The whole thing. So what happens? Hey, Jim, stop the lift. We've got an idiot stuck here in the net. And I don't know, you've probably never been in the net, have you?
I haven't, but I've seen people in
you
the
have?
Net.
You have?
Oh, yeah.
So I have never, ever met another soul that has been in the net. I've never met one.
No, there's people get in the net.
Do they?
Okay, or they don't get off and they ride around.
Okay, well, that's okay. I can understand that.
That's pretty humiliating.
But I enjoy a ride.
Yeah.
You know, if I would have known that I could just sit on the lift and go up and then back down and up and then back down, I would have done it.
Too funny.
For me, I will never, ever in my existence, unless it's a gun held to me, I will never get off another ski lift to go down a hill because it was the worst experiences of my life.
What if I take you?
Did you not hear what I said?
Yeah.
Everybody says it's like eating fish. Oh, well, you've never cooked it the way I've cooked it, you know? It's the same thing. You've never gone down a hill out of control.
What if we try boarding with you and then you'll have your free foot.
Boarding?
A snowboard. And then you'll have another one strapped on the board and then you have your free foot.
A free foot? They're both strapped in, aren't they?
Well, once you start going down, but you have it loose and you have it on.
Oh, you're saying so I go down on one foot for a while and then get my other one?
Yeah, well, just for a second. Like less than like 10 seconds or less. And you just hop on that one foot and then down you go.
If it requires a snowmobile or a lift, no. How's that?
Fine.
I feel bad because everybody says, well, you didn't give it a fair shake. Well, I gave it enough shakes to realize. And so, you know, I get out of the net and literally, I'm thinking like 20 minutes to climb out of that freaking net. And by the time I was out of it, I was throwing my skis out. I was like, I have had it. And my scoutmaster was there and all my friends are sitting there laughing at me. They think this is the greatest thing. And
oh, yeah.
I get out there. I finally put the skis on, you know, and he's trying to teach me how to do the pizza slice, you know, and the wedge and
how to
all
stop.
That. Well, again, the gravity pulls harder than my ability to stop. So no matter how much wedging I was doing, I was still moving. So the only way I could stop myself from being pulled down the hill was to lay down sideways.
Oh my gosh, they had you just on a green, I hope, not like a diamond or anything.
I don't know what in the heck it was.
Okay.
But it had little bumps in it.
Little bumps, okay.
Little bumps.
It was probably a green.
Okay, whatever. But anyway, I went down the hill and I looked back and gave it one last look and I went in and had hot chocolate in the place, never to return.
Okay, well, I know there's a lot of people that don't snow ski, you know, a lot of people, just, it's expensive, first of all. It's very, very expensive, but
why would you pay to go down a hill completely out of control in high probability of breaking a leg, hitting a tree, or worse, hitting someone else and breaking their leg? Why would you pay for that? I don't understand.
Well, I think the key word there was control. I think that's why you need lessons, and that's why you just, you know, step by step, precept upon precept.
Anybody that's going down a slippery slope at 30 miles an hour with two sticks on their feet is not, I don't care what they say, they are not in control, okay? They might be able to make a turn.
Oh, boy.
You might be able to use a little stee and do a little wedge thing to slow down. But, you know, I see these guys like on the Olympics that are coming down, you know, and I mean, there is an element of control to them, but have you seen them completely wipe out?
Oh, sure. Of course.
How much money did they pay to completely wipe out? I want to minimize loss. And that was one area I could minimize.
Well, if you can control your speed, which I do, especially at my age, I don't want to fall down. It's hard to get up. You know, then it's worth it. But yeah, I gotcha. Well, what else can we do in the winter here then? What if you're not an outdoorsy type? You know that you
are there those kind of people?
I mean, of course.
Well,
we've got a lot of people that senior citizens that they go play cards or pickleball.
So I am understanding that in Star Valley, pickleball is becoming quite a thing.
I know. I have friends that love pickleball.
Yes.
I don't know what it is.
I have seen it, and it's, I don't know where the name pickle came from, but it's very interesting.
Really?
To watch. Yeah.
Isn't it like ping pong with your hand?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's really exciting. Up here at the Fun Zone, I've seen people playing it, and it actually looks quite fun.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I think that's something I could get into.
Probably.
But, you know, for people that aren't outdoorsy, that Wyoming winters can be a little bit rough, I think, on people that don't like that don't have the opportunity to get out. And so, Netflix?
Yep. Book clubs. I'm in a book club.
Yes.
I'm like the dum-dum in the book club. Like, really. I mean, they're like all these really intelligent women, and then I try to make a statement about the story and I hardly remember it. And then they go on and they're really talented and I'm not. But book clubs are fun, you know, especially if you like to read. But if you don't like to read, you can go up to you can go dance, learn how to dance. They have tap classes.
Really?
That's not really my thing either, but I know people that like that.
Mm. Could you imagine?
Bowling.
Bowling would be a good one.
Movies. Yep.
I know. So I love movies.
Yeah.
And I love going to movies in the wintertime with my wife. That's like one of my favorite. That's like one of my feel good things in life.
Me too.
Going to the movie, getting some dinner with my babe, sitting there watching a good flick, you know.
Yes.
And letting the snow fall outside. There's something nice about that.
I agree. Getting some buttered popcorn.
Oh, I do like a little popcorn with my butter.
Me too. With my butter. I'm exactly the same. That's so funny.
My wife hates it. But I just love sticky fingers.
Me too. I just love that too. That's funny. Yeah. And then, you know, if you can get away. Right now, we're stuck here because of COVID. And we're not supposed to leave the valley, which is a smart move. But I am supposed to be on a cruise ship in Jamaica. But it's okay. I mean, because there's kids that aren't, that can't have their graduation, weddings. I mean, there's so many things people haven't been able to do because of this COVID. But if you can get away, Hawaii is always fun. I know you don't like to travel, but one of the first times I went, it was my second time going to Hawaii. And I was pregnant with daughter number one, I think. And you can't fly after 34 weeks. If you do, and you have that baby. Like, I have a friend who her daughter had a baby in Mexico. She flew at 34 weeks. She couldn't bring the baby right home because now it's a Mexican citizen. And to get it back to America, you have to have all this stuff. You have to have passports, Luckily, her husband's a lawyer, and I think they got out of the country after 30 days. But it's a big deal if you have this baby out of country. But we're just in Hawaii, and our friends had a condo for an extra week that they weren't going to stay at. So they said, you know, you guys can go. And we were pretty poor. We didn't have a ton of money. And so we just, you know, we're doing groceries, and we would go to Hanama Bay because it had really good snorkeling, and there's a big rock.
Been there.
Okay, done that? Did you jump off the rock?
I did it.
So Steve's jumping off the rock, and I'm so jealous. I'm just laying there in all my fatness, you know, 7 months pregnant, and just laying there all bloated and getting red, and he's jumping and waving and jumping and waving, and I'm like, this is baloney. I'm going to go get in the water. So I go waddling down there, and I'm waddling, and I'm standing out because I'm white, you know, and red, and I go walking in the water, and I guess I'd forgot what it was like to be in the ocean, and a wave goes, bam, just hits me, drags me on the bottom of the ocean, and I went out a ways, and then I remember, you know, trying to get back up and swimming and getting back up, and I'm standing up, and I have sand in places I didn't know sand could go, and I finally get it off my eyes, and I look, and everybody's just staring at me. Because I'm naked.
Oh, no.
I'm so naked.
Whale.
Yes, it was a whale. My suit had gone off to somewhere else.
Oh, love it.
So I hit the ground, and I just crawled with my belly dragging. And people just stared at me still. No one offered me a towel. No one. What kind of human beings were they? And I'm crawling to my my towel.
Oh, no.
And I just wrapped myself. Oh, I was so mad. You must have been one of the ones there.
That's classic. That's it. I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah. No, you're not.
So, Hanama Bay.
Yes.
Did you ever go to the toilet bowl?
Bay? Yes.
That is cool.
Way cool.
Way cool. Traveling. Traveling is wintertime in Star Valley is a great time to travel.
Yes.
Nobody wants to leave Star Valley in the summertime. This place is so cool and
it
wonderful
is.
In the
it's
summertime.
It's the best place on earth.
And, you know, it has its beauty in the wintertime too, you know, but there are some challenges. So, like, I do know, like, my wife and girls, they do love to snow ski and they love to cross country ski.
Nice.
And a lot of people like that, and it's really good exercise.
Yes.
And I tried it, but, you know, any kind of an incline or a decline, and I start to get that twitch again. Yeah. And I just can't handle it. It's just too much on me. So I did try snowshoeing.
Mm.
And a good friend of mine from Thane, Trey, he thought it'd be nice to take this kid snowshoeing. And so we rode our horses up as high as we could until the snow was up to their bellies. And then he's like, here, try it. Put these snowshoes on, you know. So we I put these snowshoes on, and I have yet to forgive him for that experience. That was one of the worst experiences. I mean, I don't know why gravity pulls on me three times harder than everybody else, but these dumb snowshoes, I mean, you step on it, and like, it doesn't stop your foot from sliding on top of the snowshoe. I mean, it was just the craziest experience. Like, my snowshoes weren't moving, but I was still moving. It was awful.
Oh, my gosh.
I hated it. So, yeah. But my family, we love to go, like, we'll go for, like, little trips. Like, to go grocery shopping in Idaho Falls.
Sure.
We'll make it a trip and get a motel. And we'll swim and we'll watch a movie, you know, and get...
Yeah.
And, get groceries, or we'll go down. We love to go down and visit Grandpa and Grandma in St. George during the winter.
Yeah.
It's so nice to just get a little bit of green grass, a little bit, you know, and it kind of rejuvenates you a little bit.
Right. Have you ever gone out to the geodes and done geodes out by Twilla?
I would love to,
but
I
never have. It's so much fun.
Really?
So much fun. Yes. Yeah, yeah. It's about a 2.5-hour drive out there, but it's so fun.
Huh. I'll have to do that.
Yeah.
In the wintertime, you do that?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not like when if it's snowy in Twilla, you don't want to go do it. But if it's like today, I bet out there would probably be fine down there.
That's good. That's good to know. We'll add that to my to-do list.
Yeah.
What else? What else do we do in the winter?
Gosh, I think we pray for summer. I don't know.
So
we need some suggestions, that's for sure, folks.
My thing is, I use wintertime because we both run on the ambulance.
Yes.
So these last two winters, I have used them to learn more skills.
Yes.
And to get different EMT training.
That's good.
And so I feel like because Star Valley does have a downtime in the winter, we can use that opportunity to increase our skills or just take the opportunity to learn.
Yes. Knowledge.
Yeah.
Extension courses.
And there is nothing I love more than the slow pace of winter. I do love that in Star Valley.
I agree.
It just, things slow down. You can take a break. You're just not going to do anything in a hurry in Star Valley in the wintertime. And I love that.
That's true.
So that's a neat thing about the area we live.
That's wonderful. I like it.
Yep. So we've chalked off snow machines. We've chalked off cross country. We've chalked off downhill skiing.
Sleigh riding. Some people go sledding.
Oh, sledding's fun.
Uh-huh.
I do enjoy that. What about, so we have some friends that take us up to the Box Y in the wintertime, and that's a riot.
That's really fun.
That's a riot.
Yeah. It is kind of a long ride on the snowmobile.
What is that, 26 miles, something
like
that, 26 and a half
miles? I'm ready to get off by the time I finish, but that is fun.
Yeah, that's a great time. Anyone that hasn't experienced that in the wintertime, you need to go do that. That is a neat
thing. That is
fun.
Yeah. Yes.
You got to do that.
And fishing. Fishing's really good.
Yeah. Second to none. I mean, we have such awesome ice fishing around here.
I agree. Yeah, we drove up by the mine up by the fish hatchery a couple of days ago just to get out of the house and go for a drive. And the eagles, they were everywhere. It was wonderful.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Your nature here in the winter, boy, there's some incredible things.
Well, Jackson Hole, the elk refuge.
Oh,
that's a neat place to go visit in the wintertime.
Well, there's one in Alpine, too.
And Alpine. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yep. Alpine. Tons of elk right outside the road.
Yeah, it's fun.
Very cool. Very cool. And, of course, let's not forget just spending hours by the wood stove.
That's a must.
That's number one for me.
I love that smell.
I just love the crackling and knowing that I'm going to be warm.
Mm-hmm.
I just love that feeling.
Yeah. How did they do it, like, even 50 years ago here? Really? It's crazy to think.
Well, so my great-great-grandfather, who was one of the first settlers, the town of Osmond is named after him.
And his name was George?
George,
yep. Okay.
So in his journal, he talks about coming in to the valley, and he didn't get into the valley until September.
Oh, wow.
You know, and that first winter, they spent it, he and his wife and two kids, I want to say, in a dugout at the mouth of Swift Creek Canyon.
Oh, wow.
And they dug a hole in the side of Swift Creek Canyon.
Oh, wow.
and had like animal skins and stuff hanging over. Uh-huh. And that's how they spent their first winter in Starbucks. Wow. Can you imagine how tough you would have to be?
Great grandma was quite the woman to say,
Okay, George, let's go. Sounds like a great
idea.
Let's
take the boys and go camping. Golly. Wow. The water would be good, though. That's the plus, but oh my gosh.
Well, if you can get to it, it's frozen.
That's true. That's true. And rough, too.
And rough. And yeah. A dirt wall, dirt floor, dirt ceiling.
Wow.
Not to mention the things that want to eat you and the Indians.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I've been up there in the winter. It's gorgeous up there in the wintertime.
Yep.
But yeah, and if you haven't seen that, folks, that Swift Creek, there's not that many in the world. It's a natural. The
intermittent springs?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool.
Very cool. But yeah, I know they came down through Crow Creek. That's how you got here, was through sleigh and horses, and that's how they survived.
We need to do a podcast on their early settlers and life.
I agree.
Maybe we need to do a little research on that and do one.
Okay,
that'd be fun. Maybe
that
we'll bring
really
like some Star Valley historians in, like Ron Anderson and
fun
a couple of those other people that we know.
Okay,
that'd be fun. Let's do that.
All right, I agree.
Well, our friends, we're gonna call it a wrap for this one. We're grateful that you allowed us to come into your home and your car and your work and everything else for a few minutes today.
Thank you so much.
We're gonna sign off and we'll talk to you later. Thanks.
Have a great one.